Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending July 17th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year, 22.4. Corn this year, 12.7. Next year, 19.7. And soybeans this year, 6.7. Next year, 20.3. Midwest direct hog markets today were expected to be fully steady and could even move a little bit higher. Terminals are called mostly steady to a dollar higher with top prices from $51 to $57.50. Peoria called a dollar higher today with a top price of $51. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, July 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were 5,710. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $74 to $79.05. The weighted average, $76.53. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $57 to $62.37. The weighted average was $60.53. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 6,618. The base price range was $74 to $81.50. The weighted average was $79.46. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $55.74 to $64. The weighted average was $62.32. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the weather across the Midwest Corn Belt, some showers and thunderstorms have developed again across southern Iowa and northern Missouri, especially. But Iowa, Missouri, the Western Corn Belt getting some rain right now. And some of those showers will be moving eastward across much of the rest of the Corn Belt tonight into tomorrow. We're expecting variable amounts of rain. Some of the rainfall is heavy with a cluster of thunderstorms in northern Missouri right now. But at this point, we don't anticipate many problems because we're not anticipating this being a time of year where field work is necessary. Now, looking ahead, it appears that through the rest of this month and at least the first week of August, we're going to have occasional showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to be a situation where we're going to see too much in the way of rain in too many spots, although there will be at times thunderstorms will produce some downpours for a brief period of time. There will probably be a few isolated dry pockets across the Midwest Corn Belt, because when you look at the wide landscape of the Midwest, the uneven rainfall from scattered showers and thunderstorms means some places will be excessively moist and in some places will be on the dry side. Those that are hit every time and are wet, and those that are missed every time are dry. But for the most of the area, it's going to be in between. So when you look at the Midwest as a whole, great conditions in terms of moisture here over the next couple of weeks. And as far as temperatures are concerned, the hot dome of air that some have been talking about will stay to the southwest. We're not anticipating any problems with high heat in the Midwest through the first week of August. So that will be a good thing for the pollination of corn and the soybeans that start to set pods, at least those that were planted early enough for pod setting in early August. Crops are still behind schedule, and they are growing rather well at this point. There will be some yield reductions in some of the places where the crops were washed out or really soggy at the very beginning. There are some stands of corn across the two-state area that are uneven, but I also, on a trip to Streeter last night, to visit with the LaSalle County Stockmans, I want to say thanks for their hospitality and say that I saw a lot of good-looking fields on the way up, but some places still with scattered stands. As far as soybeans, they're still far away from the critical pod setting stage in many areas. Crops running a couple of weeks behind schedule. Of course, as we look to September and beyond, the concern for frost and early frost will be bigger this year. But as I told the folks last night, and I've mentioned on the radio before, at this stage, there's no possible way to forecast whether there will be an early frost or not. So it's not something to really worry about at the moment, but something to keep your eyes on as we get towards September. The Delta is remaining dry. There's also some dryness still in the western portions of the spring wheat belt of the northern plains, but that's about the only problem areas in the U.S. right now. Many of the major production areas have favorable weather for crop development. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us this evening at the El Paso Community Building in El Paso, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Our panelists tonight include Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. The meeting beginning with a dinner at 6 o'clock, and then the Outlook panel beginning thereafter, 6:45 to 7, somewhere in that range, at the El Paso Community Building. Come on out and get the latest on marketing ideas for the fall. In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 8:12 on change, last trade up 6. December, 8:33 down 2 and 3 quarters, last trade up 5 and a half. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 7:81 down 2 and a quarter, last trade up 6 and 3 quarters. December, 8:05 and a quarter down 1 and a half, last trade up 6 and 3 quarters. September corn opened at 5.71 and a half unchanged, last trade up 7 and a half. December, 7.90 and a quarter down a quarter, last trade up 7 and a half. July of 2009, 6.29 and a half unchanged, last trade up 8 and a half. August beans opened at 13.89 and 3 quarters, up a half, last trade up 8. September, 13.79 down 6 and 3 quarters, last trade up 7 and a quarter. November, 13.78 and a half down 5 and a half, last trade up 6. August soybean meal opened at 376.10 unchanged, last trade up 2.10. August soybean oil opened at 58.70 up 15, last trade up 31. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales report out this morning, and if you look at this year and next year, pretty doggone good for soybeans.
Yeah, it was pretty darn good for soybeans. Old crop, not so good, but new crop, wow. You come in above 20 million bushel at this stage of the game, and we see some real interest. And I think that's reflective of this break that we've seen in the bean market. The beans this morning, I think, will be up at least 5 cents, maybe 10 cents. There's a lot of enthusiasm that the overnight trade is the beginning of a new upside move. I'm not sure if that's the case. But certainly the bottom fishers are around and looking to be long. To me, November beans remains in a downtrend till we're up above about $14.25. So we're still in this little slidey type of a market in for another week or so.
Some choppiness expected, I take it?
Absolutely. I think choppiness will be a key word today.
Turn your attention to the corn, where exports, if you add the two together, came in the middle of the range.
Yeah, the exports were fine. Nothing too super exciting. We're winding down this marketing year. We're in week 45, so we're still holding together on exports. We'll be up on maybe as much as a nickel today. I'd say 2 to 5 cents, something along that line. December corn still is going to find a lot of trouble at those old lows around the $6, $6.04 area, and that's a resistance area now. I think we are seeing the funds having liquidated an awful lot of positions over the last several weeks. That kind of is coming to an end.
Wheat exports pretty good?
Wheat exports were good at 22.4 million bushel. Improved weather in Australia probably kind of keep a lid on this market, but I'd still look for wheat to be up 4 or 5 cents.
Very quickly, calls over at CME Livestock, please.
At the Merck, I think we're going to be higher in the hogs. We still have a lot of cash strength there on the cattle futures. I think it's a mixed bag. The cash, I think, looks a little weaker, but the futures will be up 50 to down 50 type of a trade, I think.
Ellen, good trade for you today.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853. Tell us what you're thinking about our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.